Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, 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 what it do? This is your boy, Young B, from Young Blog Radio. Today we're kicking back, and to let y'all know, we got my homeboy, Twin Towers, number one from New York, back live in the studio. Let him know what it is, friend.
What up, what up, what up, what up? Yeah, man, back at it again. Friday special. What's up?
Yeah, we are on that Friday special, man. Go ahead and call in at 516-387-1339. Again, that's 516-387-1339. So today, we're going to be talking about something random. We'll be asking people how their day was. Let us know what they got planned. Let us know what they're going to do. While we got music playing and everything, y'all. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get it started. I'm going to get a song popping off real quick by my boy Chris Brown, Bitches and Marijuana. Let's get it in on your boy, Young B, and Twin Towers, number one from New York. Let it know on Young B, Young Block Radio.
Yeah, boy!
Got a bunch of pre-rolls and a gold lighter. Think you're on fire, you gon' need more fire. I tell her that's all you get, like Street Fighter. Nah, walk with me, yeah, talk to me. That body cold chest game like a pond to me. She wanna ride with me, kick it and vibe with me. I got that long clip, fall asleep to the movie. Motherfucking Goonies, Cartier rubies. Coupe no top, yeah, I took off the coupe. I'm high, I'm woozy, do say I'm deucin'. I might just be right with my bitch in jacuzzi. Right nigga, getting right nigga. I'ma knock the pussy out, fight night nigga. I'ma light it up, pass it to the right nigga. All bitches at the crib, don't invite niggas yet. You can
tell by the way I walk that I got 'em. Yeah, feeling it, girl, that I wanna. Got bitches in marijuana.
Yeah, we suited and booted. You know your bitch about to toot it. She want love from a nigga that's a heart attack. Yeah, loud pack, give me all of that. Don't be sending naked pics, cause my phone tapped. Black mask, duffel bag, and 100 racks. I don't snitch, but I can show you where the money at. Me, nigga, it's right here. Got girls and they all on my lap. They with me, nigga. Hell yeah. You see the Lambo parked in the trap. That's me, nigga. I own it while you living on the leash, nigga. I'm known to keep my bitches on the leash, nigga. I smoke it by the pound, what you talking about? I take your bitch down, then I walk it out.
For the Grammys, overseas collected panties, popping zannies, huh? Young nigga, 100 grand for the grand. Hit the curb with the Benz. Rollie do no ticky, do the blinky. I'm spending hundreds, all the 50s. Word around the city, I'm that Nicky. Bro, this month I made a milli. Another month, another milli. Minute shit be getting silly. When you broke, go get a check. And when you fly, who need a jet? She wanna move out to the west. She want them diamonds on her neck. And palm trees in the yard. When the bees with a star, huh? And get the keys to the car, And when the liquid never star, huh? My money good, should we buy? Buying up the bar right now, right now. Who got the weed right now, right now?
You can tell by the way I walk that I got 'em. There's any girl that I wanna. Got bitches in marijuana. I can tell by the way you move that you a problem. There's any girl that I wanna. Got bitches in marijuana. I got 'em, I got 'em.
yo, this is your boy YB, a.k.a. Young B, Chris, big dog in this motherfucker, with my boy Twin Towers, number one from New York. Let him know what to do, bruh.
What's going on?
Man, not much, man. How was your day today, man?
Well, let me tell you about my day. My day started off very well. The Lord, my Savior, woke me up this morning.
Yeah.
Put breath into me. Got me up so I can get up to go do what I had to do. You know what I'm saying? I was getting my business and things. And I was able to stop my car this morning. I was able to have gas in my car this morning. I was able to have a couple of bucks in my pocket this morning. I was able to get me something to eat this morning. I went out to go handle my business this morning. My business went well this morning. I ain't got no complaints about this morning. And all thing I got to do is say, thank you, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, but that's what's up, man. But, hey, how was your trip out in Phoenix, though, man? I know you got a dad out there and everything, but how was the trip?
The trip down there is always the same. It's nice and smooth and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Once I go to my side of town, I got things to do and whatnot, you know. I live in a vet community. So because of that, there's veterans around me, there's veterans programs and things going on. Right now, there's construction going on around me because these guys are about to build a brand new three block community for veterans. And so that's going on down there. I stayed at the house for the last couple of days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and wanted to chill out and stuff like that, relax. Got to take care, go to some appointments and, take care of my stuff that I got to do. Then yesterday, I made a lovely dinner. I made some pastrami, corned beef and cabbage. I made corned beef and cabbage with some potatoes and carrots and, you know, things like that.
Bro, you made that? You didn't even buy the brother?
Well, my friend, I know a brother like you ain't got the
corned beef.
I had the grandparents that were supposed to come by.
Yeah.
But because because one of them wasn't feeling well and they went to the doctor, they were thinking that they couldn't make it over to my house. So I said, you know what? You don't have to come to my house. I'm gonna bring the food to you.
All right.
So I had the fried cabbage already. I didn't cook it yet. I just had it cut up, diced, and sliced. I had the seasons and everything all ready for. So all I had to do was just put it on the stove once I got there. I had the biscuit that I bought from the supermarket, the Red Lobster Butter Bay biscuit. I had those things set up. I mixed it with the cheddar cheese and everything, and then baked it. Did that. Came over there with the corned beef. The corned beef was hot, you know. It was hot anyway. As I was driving, I was like, lifting up the pot on the red light just to lift up the pot and smell the smoke and the steam was coming all in the car. Man, that smell it. You know the smell of corned beef, man.
Oh, yeah.
And I had the seasonings in there and I had the potatoes cooking in there. So once I got over to the house, they was glad. They was happy. So, I just put the stuff in the oven. I put the stuff on the stove, heated up the pastrami just a little bit more, took it out after once the biscuits was done.
Got your corned beef.
Yeah. Once the biscuits was done, took it off the stove, diced it and sliced it. We sat down. We ate lovely. Everybody was happy. They wanted me to stay past 8, 9 o'clock, but it was 8 o'clock, and they was watching boring stuff on TV. So I was like, yeah, okay. I got to go home. There's a football game, and there's a basketball game on.
Who played?
Yesterday it was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers against the St. Louis Rams.
And who won that game?
Tell me who you think won that game.
To be honest, I think probably the Rams probably took it.
You said who?
I think the Rams took it.
The Rams did take it. The Rams went in on a blowout. Yeah, they blew them out.
Wow.
They blew them out. So So that wasn't good to watch after the third quarter. But,
But how about Dwight Howard?
I went by like 15, 16, maybe even more, maybe 20 points. And then it was the Cleveland against OKC Thunder.
Thunder?
Well, yeah, it's the Cleveland.
What?
Cleveland, I should have said Cleveland was playing at home, and they're 7 and they're 6-0 playing at home.
I thought Thunder would have took that. But what's up with Dwight Howard, though, in the NBA right now, right? There's a lot of rumors going around saying that people want to try to do some trades with him, but he's refusing them.
Dwight Howard, yeah, he's one of those guys that got a no-trade call going on and stuff, but a whole lot of guys got some no-trade clauses in their contract. But the deal about it is that he's mad because he ain't getting no touches. He's mad because he's not, you know, he's playing on a team with James Harden, and James Harden is second in the league in scoring. So he's not happy about that, so he's complaining and he's mad, and you know, but they can't trade him. Nobody else will want him. He can't produce for them. He didn't produce for the Lakers. He didn't produce for...
Yeah, but check it out, though. There's even somebody else that they're talking about right now that's the number one top person in the NBA right now.
Number one,
with 103 points in the game.
That's a statistic show. The closest person to score points next to Michael Jordan. Next to Kobe Bryant, 81 points. Michael Jordan, 69, 63 points. 81 points. David Robinson, Shaq O'Neal, 72 points, 68 points.
Yeah, but check it, though. There's somebody else.
No.
With 100
one
points.
Person in the NBA has scored 100 points. And that was Wilt the Stilt Chamberlain. That was 70s when he was playing for the 76ers. Going against the New York Knicks.
Well, I don't know the information where I'm getting from my little bluebird, but he's telling me something different. There's somebody else in this season that had 103 points.
Dude.
And I'm like, okay,
dude.
Bro, you're probably talking about the whole team that may have 103
the NBA? No.
For a score for a game of 103, they're fucking like 80 or 90.
Listen, there is statistics from women that have scored in high school. Guys that have scored in high school. 100 points, 80 points, 90 points. Cheryl Miller, Reggie Miller, you know, Goldie.
That's who I got to mix up.
High school.
It wasn't in the NBA. It was a kid.
Recently? Well, I don't know.
That's what I was trying to find out. And I'm like, there's this whole thing talking about, dude. I'm like, okay, I don't know how. I didn't get that info.
Somebody bashing you up, dog.
I don't know. I'm not sure. But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a little quick commercial break. We're going to play another song called Let's Rope by Yellow Wolf. Again, this is your boy, Young B. And
Twin Tower number one, New York City Zone.
On Young Block Radio.
Let's roll, yeah, I'm going all. it might go off. Split you like a bowling ball. Fit you in my overalls. Ah, yeah, home of the gummo. Got a couple folks that'll do it to you for the hundo. And when them elephant feet rumble, that Dixie cup's gonna fall off the console. You don't wanna have a convo but not understand that Bama slang. We like hollering, ain't it? But I come to paint it so you won't get sold off.
Ain't about the money, I'ma blow it all. I made my own lane, let's roll. Let's roll. Yeah, I'm going off. Ain't got a whole lot, but I'ma show it all. Better recognize game, let's roll. Let's roll.
I'm just a kid that rocks. I'm just a boy with a dream that bet it all with the last bill that I had hid in my socks. Used to keep a 22 in a shoebox. Now I bang Beretta. She's 22 and I keep her in a tube top. White trash and all. Take us all the way to the top and then laugh it off. Like, how the fuck did I get a catalog with more hits than a fucking jackhammer dog? Cause I planned it all. Crimson and ties standing tall. Shit, I'm another lit cannonball. Fuck around and I'm going off and I'm getting
sold off. Hey. Ain't about the money, I'ma blow it all. I made my own lane, let's roll.
Your boy, Young B, and
Prince Dollar number one represents New York City Zone.
What to do? We're back on Young Block Radio, man. We're about to give you a little history for back in the day, man. For people that scored 100 points or more in one single game of basketball. And my boy Twin Towers got that stats, bro. How about you go ahead and bring that up real quick and let us all know what to do with it.
Yeah, so we got the list going on. We are going to, you know, let you know. Do you know how many people scored 100 points in a basketball game? Do you know how many people scored 100 points in a basketball game?
That's just crazy, man.
Oh, okay, so the question comes down to you. Do you know how many people, do you know if there, do you know of someone recently, let alone just, who, do you know people who scored 100 points in a basketball game?
Or close to somebody that scored?
You don't know?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, there's a long list. There's somebody that just went to a 2012 game and he scored 138 points in a Division II playoff game. There was a girl, her name is Diane Wilkinson. She scored in 1941. She scored 141 points.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry about this, but right now we're going to start a session. We will get back to you guys shortly. Thank you.